Hey guys, this is Anna Gieselman. I'll be leading you in your meditation today. Thank you for joining me. I hope the meditations are going really well for you and you've been able to listen to all the different voices we have going. Any feedback you have, whether it's about how the meditations are affecting you or any troubleshooting stuff going on with the internet, please let us know through the blog. So for today, find your comfortable seat on your cushion or on a block and have your sit bones lifted higher than your knees so that your pelvis can sit up comfortably without straining or building too much tension in your low back. Let your legs be nice and heavy, and your inner leg and your groin and your lower belly are all very relaxed. You want to feel like your lower body is grounded and stable and almost like a wet sandbag sinking into the floor. And from there, allow your sacrum to lengthen towards the support underneath you, whatever it is you're sitting on. So taking some of the curve out of your low back and lifting up nice and tall all the way up to the back of your skull. Take a full breath in through your nose, filling into your chest, and releasing a long, steady, slow exhale. And continue to check in with your body here as you begin to sit. Lifting up through the side of your ribs, and maintaining a softness through the front body. So again, your belly and inner legs are soft. And although your chest is lifted and you're breathing fully into that space, there's not strain there. It just kind of comes naturally. Let your shoulder blades sink away from your ears. And draw your shoulder blades gently onto your back a little bit more. So there is some activation there, work in the back body. Release through your throat, through the sides of your neck, and underneath your chin where your head connects to your neck. So stay really soft around your jaw and inside your throat. And continue to release into your face. Let your jaw go slack, your tongue be heavy. You can even flutter your lips just by blowing some air out of your lips. Like that. And take that action a couple times and really release your mouth. Release all the skin of your cheeks. Soften through the muscles around your eyes. And smoothing the skin of your forehead and your scalp down and around. And then again, invite in a nice big full breath, top of your chest, and a long, slow exhale. And start to become aware of the quality of your mind as you're sitting here. One of the best things about meditation practice is it allows you to start to see the patterns in your mind, what you might be snagged up on or things that you're dealing with in your life. And it offers you kind of a mirror to start to really see yourself and see what's going on. And without engaging those thoughts or running off with the to-do list or whatever's going on for you, just see them for what they are, notice, observe, and then let things go. So if you're like me, this time of year is actually quite busy. And I know a lot of people that I've been talking to are just running around and there's a buzz happening. And for some people, it's a very stressful time. You can feel scattered and kind of discombobulated. So I'd like to teach you a breathing technique today. It's an alternate nostril breathing. And this type of breathing, or pranayama, directly affects your nervous system. It starts to really calm you down. But it also balances your brain energy. So, you know, I don't know if you ever notice when you have a lot on your mind, like too much even, your eyes might feel stressed, you might feel kind of a heat in your head, jaw might be tight. And this is literally the energy kind of up in your head rather than down into your body. So with this type of breathing we're going to be doing, the alternate nostril breathing, I want you to visualize as the air comes in that it's kind of washing over your brain. It's cooling it down like a car engine. So what you're going to do is take your dominant hand up in front of your face, and your eyes can stay closed. You don't really need to adjust your body at all. The work's going to be in your fingers. And you're going to take your hand up in front of your face by your nose and close your left nostril and take a deep breath in through your right nostril. So you inhale through the right. Then you close off the right nostril and exhale out the left side. Then you inhale back in through the left side, close off that nostril, and then exhale out the right side. And that's one full round of breathing. So keeping with it, hold on to your left nostril, inhale through the right side, close off the right side, exhale out the left side, inhale back in through the left side, and then exhale out the right side. That's a full rotation. So continue on in this manner, inhaling in one side, exhaling out the other, taking air back in through the second side, and then exhaling out the first side. And your breath during this practice can be really slow and steady and smooth, and really feel the coolness of the air, the texture of the air as it comes in through your nostrils, into your sinuses, into your throat, into your chest. And the same thing as it leaves your chest, as it goes up through the throat, out through the nose, the moistness, the heat, all these little details. Let that be your focus for the meditation. If you're stuffed up and this just isn't really working for you, then that's fine. Just breathe out of your nostrils as is. Don't worry about the technique. You can always try it later. I know there's a lot of folks out there having cedar allergies, so do what you can. And I'm going to have you continue on with the alternate nostril breathing for a couple minutes. Nice and steady and slow. If at any point you feel anxious or like you're not getting in enough air or whatever it might be, feel free to stop. It's your own practice. go ahead and finish the breath that you're on, the round that you're on. And when you're done, just rest your hand back down to your leg. And take a smooth breath in through both nostrils, feeling that wonderful openness that occurs afterwards, after this practice. Become aware again of the quality of your mind. And use that attention to your breath to continue to drop. Drop the mind, drop the body. And then as you breathe here, taking your time, steady inhale, steady exhale. At the very end of your exhale, when all the air has left your body, just pause for a moment, like a second. And then let air come back in again. And take a full exhale again. And at the very bottom of your exhale, pause again, just for a moment, and feel that total stillness, total emptiness that resides inside of you. It's always available. Sometimes when I practice this awareness at the very bottom of my breath, I visualize what it's like when you're in a really dense forest of tall trees. And some of you may have been in a forest like this before where it's really quiet. I mean, you can hear a leaf drop. So with that visualization of the forest, continue to allow your spine to lift up tall, like you are one of the trees, nice and steady, reaching upward. And your breath is the wind that moves through the leaves, moves through the forest. And that's the only sound. So from here, join your palms together in front of your heart, lifting up through your chest, full breath in, and on your exhale, bowing to your practice, bowing to that still place that is always available within. It just takes a little time to sit. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Namaste.